ZEW. Mobile. ZEW. Calling CQ out here on this fine morning.
SNK 04HKX. I'm ZEW. I got the last part of it.
Scully there. It's KO4ZEW.
For ZEW, this is KO4HKX. Good morning.
Yes, it is. This is Ben. I'm running some errands this morning.
Copy. Dan, I believe it was. This is Patrick on this end.
Ben, as in Benjamin.
I got you now.
I'm Malden right now. It's a little hilly. Sorry if I get a little staticky here and there.
The repeater's been having some issues this morning. I don't know if it's propagation or weather related, but it's been real staticky and scratchy this morning.
I haven't been on yet today. I was on yesterday and it was a little scratchy, but I didn't call in to the nightly check-in, so I don't know if it was still doing it then.
Don't know if it was or not. I had to do the pre-net check-in last night instead of the RF.
I'm finding it's usually a pretty good crowd. I mean, it's a nightly check-in, which is kind of unusual. I see most places do it once a week, but it's a good crowd, so I can see why you do it once a night.
Good crowd of people, and a lot of regulars there, and we got a lot of visitors come through every now and then, too, so if you're ever around and able, just try to check in.
Got the vendors, is Blue Ridge starting up the in-person meetings yet, or are they still on Zoom?
We were talking about it in the last meeting. I think they're going to the in-person next month.
Well, I'm kind of new to this. I've just been licensed for a couple of months, and something like keeps coming up whenever there's a little interference there. Yeah, but, I'll try and keep touch with the website through the repeater and see if I can't get out to the meeting for next month.
We'd love to have you. And don't feel bad. I've had my license about a year and a half now, so I'm still new to this myself. But I'm out here pretty much all day long. I run a mobile tool business, so I'm in and out. But if I ever hear you around, I'll try to get back to you.
I think I might have caught you a week or so ago. You might be coming in from Asheville or something. But you were in the truck with the mobile tools. So this is Patrick. I'm still way learning people and everything, so that's why I was looking forward to a Blue Ridge meeting so I could actually touch base with some of the people I talked to on the repeater here.
I'll keep listening on the repeater, and they'll start announcing the meeting usually the week before, so you'll hear an announcement come across the repeater telling you that the meeting's coming up.
Are they, usually the first Monday of the month, or is there some kind of cadence to it?
First Monday of the month, you are correct.
I might be on a cruise ship, but it depends on when that Monday falls for you.
Just so you know, tonight is Wednesday night. Gary does the swap net tonight. So they'll be on the net will be Gary announcing what he has, people trying to sell radio equipment. So it's a good time to listen to it and check in. On Tuesday nights after the nightly check-in, they try to do a roundtable for those of us that are newer to ask questions about ham radio stuff. So if you got something you want to have a question about, Tuesday night's a good time to check into the net. And Chad's doing the net right now because Walt's out with surgery and he's got some issues going on. But Chad's running the net and he will try to answer any questions you have, or if he can't, the other gentlemen and ladies will jump in and give you the information you're looking for.
Oh, that's really cool. I'm sure I could keep them on the air all night long. No, that's cool. They have that time allocated.
Good bunch of guys and gals, and just enjoy the ham radio and helping one another out. So you found a good place to hang out. I've enjoyed it since I got in the hobby.
I was really into electronics, and then I went to the ham fest in Charlotte, and I was like, you know, I didn't realize how much overlap there was to, you know, DIY electronics and ham radio, and just, you know, the crossover and the knowledge. I was pretty floored, so I'm really enjoying it.
Hey, you'll find a home here real quick. There's several guys on here that are into that kind of stuff, and I'm sure Dave's sitting out there listening right now at W4DJW. He's on another level when it comes to that stuff.
Dave, I might take some of your time. Now, my most recent project is a passive field strength meter, waiting on some diodes to come in. And I built a Morse code oscillator box, so I can basically use my key, and I run it through this, and I found a little one-inch speaker out of a kid's toy that I stuck in there, and it worked. So, it's way up my alley.
You're having fun, but Ben, I have arrived at my next destination, so I'm going to have to say 7-3s for now and jump out of the truck here. So you have a good trip on wherever you're heading, and I've enjoyed talking to you, and look forward to talking to you many more times. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
About a minute from my spot, so 73 also, and KO4ZEW, I'm clear too.
Patrick, N0TR, just listening, and ZEW, good morning to you, sir. I'm November 0, Tango Romeo, my name is Tom. And I'm an older ham. For clear.
So, TR, I guess he cleared out. Sorry about that, KO4HKX.
Oh, that's fine, Patrick. Just wanted to say good morning to you. And I'm just sitting out here in front of Clem's and I, waiting on Bernice to go through a regular 6-month checkup that we come down for yesterday by accident a day early, and so they said, but my computer says they're wrong, but that's okay. It's not far. Have a good day, and good luck out there, Patrick. It's your OTR.
You and Miss Bernice, be careful out there on the roads today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
2T, W2T, and 0TR. OTR clear.